Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Visitation, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is The Gift of Visiting.
The Gospel is according to Luke. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And as the time came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And what is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there will be these things that were told to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty has done great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in their imagination of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary abode with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever gone to visit someone you felt needed your help and in the end discovered you were the one who received more than you gave? Mary rushes to Elizabeth. In those days, there were no phones or internet, so how did they discover each other's pregnancy? Elizabeth is beyond happy to see Mary. She rejoices in who Mary is and the babe she is carrying. I'm sure Mary was the talk of the town in Nazareth, mostly in whispers that were not too favorable. So she goes to Elizabeth, who knows and understands her. The visit was as much for her as for Elizabeth. Elizabeth recognizes the babe as the Son of God and the difficulty it was to believe the angel. Mary speaks her Magnificat. She knows what Elizabeth said came from God. And her response was magnified the Lord's presence. What of us? How do we magnify God's presence in our relationships with others? How often are we surprised by its truth? A sister in the infirmary pointed her finger at me the other day, and she said, "Remember, you are important to me." That was the gift of the visit. Who do you visit? Or are visited by, that is a gift. What is the gift of God in you that they recognize? We are called to love and know that we are loved and filled freely by God. Today, how can we fill those who hunger, those who need mercy and forgiveness? For the Lord has done great things for us. Can we but do the same?